When Jerry released a homing pigeon with a message to Johnson on the rescue boat, it was stopped by gas in the fog ring surrounding the island. G-47 is now working on the formula taken from the message, the formula he believes to be Captain Tex Bradford's universal solvent. The other pigeon has been covered with magnetic paint to make it impossible for him to fly through the fog around the island. It is daylight, and as there is no chance of planning anything further toward their escape or rescue until dark, Mrs. Gregory and Captain Bradford are working in the chart room of the yacht, while Joan takes Jerry on a tour of the Magic Island.
Now, Jerry, you must do just as I tell you, and do not touch anything without permission.
This is going to be some sightseeing tour, like letting two of the prisoners in jail go around and look at the other prisoners.
You're supposed to be a clever boy, Jerry.
Supposed to be? I am clever.
Then if you are, you should appreciate the opportunity of going through some of the laboratories and control chambers on the island, and perhaps observing something which will facilitate our ultimate plan of escape.
Hey, look, why don't you learn to talk English? All those big words are just a waste of time, and well, besides, I'm too busy for that.
You would find the larger words more expressive, Jerry, if you would only learn to employ them more frequently.
Okay, well, where do we start looking at all this stuff? We've been all over this island now, and I haven't seen anything but these little steel houses on top.
We are nearly to the general elevator shaft entrance. I will take you down into the subterranean observation chambers.
Well, take me where something makes a little noise, will you? This walking around on concrete that sounds like carpet is getting on my nerves.
There are not many places on the island where you will hear noise, Jerry. It is made silent deliberately and has proven the best method of protection yet discovered.
I don't see how.
Anything foreign to the island and its people, any boat, device, or method of communication which has any sound, is recorded instantly. While if there were local noises, it would be difficult to distinguish sounds emanating from an outside influence.
Never mind. I'll figure out the next one myself.
Here we are, Jerry.
Here we are where?
At the elevator entrance.
Well, maybe you're right. But I can't see anything except this little platform of steel on the floor of the island.
That is the elevator.
Gee whiz.
Cleostra at the main elevator shaft. Cleostra at the main elevator shaft.
Hey, what is this? Your name's Joan now. Cut out that Cleostra stuff.
I am called Cleostra here on Euclidea, and it is the only name they will ever recognize.
Oh, all right. But what was that hocus pocus you started to recite?
When I identified myself, my voice was recorded in the main control chamber in the center of the island. One of the guards looked out to see if it was really I. Saw you with me, communicated with G-47, secured his permission to allow you to enter, and started the machinery which is raising the top of the elevator shaft.
Oh, there wasn't time enough for all that to happen.
When you have been longer on Euclidea, you will learn the reason the Euclideans speak of time in seconds. Minutes are too long for the speed and accuracy of things on this island.
Everything on this island is nutty. Boy, look at that thing come up out of the island. It's pretty near as tall as we are now.
It will soon be ready to enter.
But say, when I ran after those fellows who went down inside the island when they thought someone was escaping, that was a regular building. It stuck up out of the island all the time. We didn't have to wait for it to grow like this thing is doing.
That was the elevator in the control chamber. Only the trusted members of the scientist group are allowed to use that.
Then why didn't they stop me when I tagged along with them?
Doubtless they thought you would foolishly say something or do something that would be of use to them. Remember, these men want very badly something that Captain Bradford, and only Captain Bradford, has.
Shh, keep quiet. If they heard you asking for this elevator, they can hear all we can say now.
Certainly they can, but we will talk about nothing that is not already known. Now the chamber has stopped rising. We may enter.
Okay, but that wall looks kind of solid to me.
It is opening now.
How's that thing run? Compressed air?
No, Jerry. All elevators on the island are run and controlled by electromagnets.
Gee, a magnet strong enough to lift that elevator?
Were not the magnets strong enough to pull my mother's large yacht to the island?
That's right. Boy, what a place.
Now we will enter.
Hooray! Something makes noise. Boy, I'm going to stay in this elevator just so I can hear the noise of our feet.
Oh, stop that, Jerry. The Euclideans will not like it. The vibrations will be so heavy they will overload the delicate recording instrument.
Well, anyhow, I found a place I can come to for a little noise when the quiet on the rest of this island drives me crazy.
Now we will descend. To what floor would you like to go?
Make it easy on yourself, kid.
Jerry, I do not know what you mean.
I'm sorry. What I meant to say was, it will be my pleasure to leave the choice of points of interest on this tour completely in your hands.
Why, Jerry, you can speak properly when you want to.
Oh, I can do a lot of things that I don't show off about all the time. Well, let's get going.
I think you would enjoy seeing the submarine locks. We will go down to the fifth level, 50 feet below the ceiling of the island. You may press the indicator button there, the numeral 5.
Okay, it's pushed. Boy, this is slick. The door is closing all by itself.
Nearly everything on the island is automatic.
Now we're starting down. This sure runs nice and smooth. What happened? We stopped.
Only for a moment. That is a check on the 10-foot level.
And that happens on every floor, every level?
On this elevator, yes. Some of the private elevators of the scientists and the escape elevators will drop rapidly and continuously. But this one...
That's the second level, huh?
Yes. Now it will release again. You see? This elevator is made so it may only be run one floor at a time, as it is in general use by everyone on the island and can easily be stopped at each floor from the control chambers in the event of escape.
There it is again. The third level now. But I don't see how all this is done by magnets. Of course, I can feel them take hold and then let go of the car. Like that one just then let go. But how do they pull it up and control it all by magnets?
They employ both types of electromagnets. The tractive is used to move the car through the shaft, and the portative to hold and release it at the various levels.
You sure learned a lot from these guys. Now we're at the fourth level. The next one will be ours, huh?
Yes, the car will automatically stop and the door open at the fifth level.
I wish Captain Bradford and your mother could see all this.
Oh, they will. I wanted them to come with us today, but Mother and the captain had something to work on in the chart room of the yacht, and I think they wanted to be alone while working it out.
Gee, we're at the fifth level now. And this is 50 feet below the top of the water? 50 feet below sea level?
Hardly that, Jerry. At high tide, the surface of the island is well above the water level. Remember that you stepped from the deck of the yacht directly onto the island pier.
Oh, sure, that's right. But we're 50 feet below the top of the island, and maybe 40 feet below water level?
That is right, Jerry. Now, when this door opens, I will take you on an inspection tour of the island submarine locks. This is the level at which they are anchored.
And you can get into the subs down here in more than 6 fathoms of water?
Naturally. G-47 has always said it was very stupid to call a boat a submarine when it had to be loaded on the surface. These boats have never been on the surface.
Oh, where do they build them then?
On this level. You will see one under construction when we... Well, that is strange. The door should be opening now.
Well, maybe we're supposed to push something to make it open.
No, it will open automatically or not at all. I've never seen it take this long.
Something's wrong with it then. What'll happen if I try to open it?
Nothing. You will simply not be able to open it.
Well, I'm going to try anyhow. No, nothing doing. Well, this is your party. Where do we go from here?
It must be that something secret is being done on this level and the door checks are set. Push the indicators for one of the other levels. We will go there for the time.
Okay. I'll try number 6. There we are.
On the 6th level, you will see the... Jerry, something is very wrong here. The car does not move.
By Ginger, you're right. We're stuck. I guess their electricity has failed them.
Jerry, that thumping noise. This car is going to be held here.
What do you mean? What's that noise?
Those are the permanent magnets being set into place to hold this car. You can hear them taking hold.
What does that mean, Joan?
I'm afraid, Jerry. It may mean something terrible. There's an emergency of some kind. All the electrical energy is needed someplace on the island. That is why they're placing the permanent magnets to hold this car. So the electromagnets will not drain the current supply.
Well, what can we do? What can happen to us here?
I am not sure, though I think we are in no danger. But what is happening?
Well, whatever it is, I don't like it. I'm going to try pushing some of these buttons for the other levels.
Well, that will do no good, Jerry. I'm sure the current has been taken from the electromagnets. Yes. And it is being taken from the lighting system.
Golly, whiskers. The light's going out. It's gone.
Oh, Jerry, what will happen now?
Now, don't act like a girl. We've got to... Hey, what's that noise?
Water. Water rushing around the elevator shaft. The submarine lock must have broken. Oh, Jerry, in this awful dark, with the water rushing around us, what will happen?
If this car is airtight, we'll be all right, I guess. There's that alarm gong again. What's that mean?
That is the submarine level emergency signal. Jerry, the lock must have broken. The ocean is flooding into this level. Oh, Jerry! Jerry!
Gee whiz, Joan. You act just like any other girl when something's gone wrong. You ought to know all about these things. Can't you do something to get us out of here?
No. The electricity is turned off. The car can't be moved. And if we could open the door, we would be drowned.
But somebody will come and get us out. They know we're in here.
Well, that would make no difference to the Euclideans. Their island comes first with them. And we will be looked for only after the damage is repaired and the instrument checked.
But gee, we can't stay in here. This thing's airtight. I know it must be, and we'll run out of air to breathe pretty soon.
Yes, the air will be shut off. Oh, Jerry, I'm afraid. Listen. Listen to the water. The elevator shaft is shaking with it.
Yeah. It's getting kind of hard to breathe in here.
Oh, Jerry, listen!